Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake my soul and sing. With God's praise I will wake the dawn. The vigil ends, our love has come. The dawn transfigures night. The fields are wet with diamond dew. The lark with song takes flight. All earth resounds with joyous praise for resurrected light. Be one with earth, O white-robed choir, take up its hymn of praise. As now the giant sun ascends, great light of years and days. Thus when the day of Jesus comes, he'll find our hearts ablaze. He casts upon the earth a love that burns eternally. Receive and give this godly fire that grows when given free. So spend yourself and serve our love who died upon a tree. Amen. Adonai surrounds you with love and compassion. My soul, give thanks to Adonai. All my being, bless the holy name. My soul, give thanks to Adonai, and never forget all these blessings. Bless God, who forgives all your sin, who heals every one of your ills, who snatches you free from death, who enfolds you with tender compassion, who fills your life with goodness, and gives you the strength of an eagle. Adonai does deeds of justice and defends the poor and oppressed, teaches God's ways to Moses and God's deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassion and love, patient and rich in mercy. God will not accuse us for long, nor bring our sins to trial, nor exact from us in kind, nor give us what our sins deserve. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who trust. As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our sins. As parents have compassion on their children, Adonai has pity on those who are reverent. For Adonai knows of what we are made, and remembers that we are dust. The love of Adonai is everlasting upon those who revere God's holiness, whose justice reaches out to all generations when they keep God's will in their minds and hearts. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Adonai surrounds you with love and compassion. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. You know the time in which we are living. It is now the hour for you to wake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. Thanks be to God. It is now the hour to wake from sleep. Our salvation is close at hand. It is now the hour to wake from sleep. Our salvation is close at hand. It is far on in the night, the day is here. Let us therefore throw off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of Christ our light. It is now the hour to wake from sleep. Our salvation is close at hand. Glory to the Abba and to the Word, and to the holy breath of love. It is now the hour to wake from sleep. Our salvation is close at hand. Blessed be Adonai who visits us like the dawn from on high. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Blessed be Adonai, who visits us like the dawn from on high. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe all leaders with justice, that your people may sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Great fire of charity, kindle in us a generous love and a heartfelt compassion for all those we meet this day. As we celebrate the wonders and bounty of summer, empower us to follow the gospel's command that we love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, and pray for those who wish us harm. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.